जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुनातीरावनाचारी यमुनातीरावनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जनरंजन यमुनातीरावनाचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी
गौरांगा I thought I'll tell you another story today. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 8 is called Attaining the Supreme. And Lord Krishna is speaking with Arjuna and is telling him how to attain the Supreme. Attaining the Supreme is a state of consciousness that needs to be cultivated, practiced, and very carefully, diligently, sincerely evolved, such that the final hour of our existence within this body, after which the soul moves to another condition, which we call death. Krishna describes that the consciousness must be evolved to such a degree that at the time of death one can remember Krishna. Thank you. One can remember Krishna without any other disturbance or worry or anxiety or lamentation, that one's consciousness is fixed on Krishna. Now, in general, to have that consciousness at the time of death, it's not like, well, at the right time I will remember. It doesn't work like that, because nobody knows when one is going to die. We all know that death is sure. When? We don't know. So better to be prepared because it could be any moment. And so the preparation is to right now or from now begin and cultivate or improve our consciousness such that the thoughts of Krishna are always in our consciousness. This is the way to attain the Supreme. Now, easier said than done. And while one is trying to develop such a consciousness, there are certain things that distract our mind away from this goal. These are called hurdles or obstacles on the path of yoga. And these obstacles generally are not out there in the world somewhere. You know, my boss or my spouse or my dog or my neighbor or the other country with whom you're fighting or the economic system or too much cold in Chicago. Or it's got nothing to do with all of those. The obstacles are in our heart. Or within our consciousness, the obstacles are there. And these obstacles need to be overcome. And to overcome these obstacles, one needs to become spiritually strong. And we become spiritually strong by proper, you know, for a person who's not well, to recover from bad health to good health, they need medicine, they need proper diet, and they need friends who come and spend time with them and encourage them. And when they have nice friends and relatives, then they are eager to recover quicker. A person who has no friends, no relatives, sometimes they prefer to go to the hospital, so at least someone will talk to them there. Someone will at least feed them, to take care of them. So they prefer to go to the hospital. But a person who has friends and relatives and wants to get out of the hospital soon. Similarly, we have what is called a material disease. The material disease is that we don't have attraction to God or Krishna. And the whole spiritual path or yoga system is to revive that, to cure one from that disease. So there is some medicine, spiritually speaking, there's medicine. It's the chanting of God's name, like we did just now. Chanting of Hare Krishna, that's the medicine. Following of a proper diet, this is called Mahaprasadam. Eating food that has been sanctified. Sanctified means first offered to Krishna with love and devotion. And that food, when one eats, it elevates one's consciousness. And the association of devotees, like-minded spiritualists, with whom we discuss exciting topics, how Krishna interacts with his devotees, how Krishna appears within this world to reciprocate with his devotees, to establish the principles of religion, etc. And on a daily basis, how we are feeling the presence of God in our lives. Recently, we've been discussing at the temple that it's not so important to see God face to face. What's more important is to feel His presence, feel how He's participating in our life every day. And that feeling is not some warm and fuzzies, and or some mental acceptance, I accept, and therefore, no, it's on the basis of proper knowledge. Yet, some of these obstacles, Krishna describes, that some of the great souls have been able to cross over the hurdles because they understand something in principle. In principle, they understand that there is no happiness in this material realm. There is no eternal happiness in this material realm. Whatever happiness that exists in this material realm is but a reflection of the actual happiness that one can experience on a spiritual platform. So, love, Prabhupada calls it friendship, society, friendship and love. These are expressions of the actual spiritual love in the material realm. It's like going to the movies and looking at the main characters, the hero who looks at the heroine and he says, "I love you, and whatever will happen, I will never separate from you." And the whole story is about how much difficulty their love story goes through, and you know, they cannot meet, but they want to meet, and somebody punches him in the face, and yet he runs to see her, and we cry, and while we're eating popcorn. but we know that that's not real love. Both of them are getting paid, and that's what's going happening. They're acting. Like that, in this world, we also have friendships, emotions, and all of that. We're not getting paid for it. And we're not acting, but it is not real, like it's not spiritual. It exists only up to the point that we exist in this body. When this body goes away, all that love goes away, all that friendships go away, etc. So everything in this realm is temporary. Therefore, it's not that they're not important. They're important only in the context that we understand that they are temporary. But the difficulty is that we take something temporary and we accept that as eternal. And that which is eternal, we don't have time for. In fact, that's not even something that we think about. So Krishna says that the great persons, Mahatma, is such a person who understands the difference between what is temporary and what is eternal, and invests his or her time, energy, effort, and dedication, diligence towards the eternal, while recognizing what is temporary. Such a person is a great soul. And the temporality of this world is indicative or indicated by death, old age, disease, because these are what we say flags. The flags are to give us some idea. Oh, you know, for those of us who are young, those of you who are young, we never think, or at least when I was young, I never thought that one day I'll become, you know, I'll have gray hair and, you know, the different organs in the body might stop, you know, don't work so well or whatever. We never think like that. In fact, it didn't matter. We were discussing the other day. It didn't matter how much I ate. It didn't matter when I ate. It didn't matter what I ate, as long as it was vegetarian for me. It didn't matter what I ate. I could easily digest and not even think about it. But in many people's lives, as we age through, even one meal, if there is one item, one entree or an hors d'oeuvre or something that's outside our diet or something that doesn't agree with us, we suffer for 3 more days after that. Because the body in its functionality doesn't remain with the same vitality that was there. So disease and old age, they're flags. They tell us, oh, life is but temporary. Life in this body is temporary. And great persons make use. A person is considered a great person if he or she can make use of whatever time is available in cultivation of that higher eternal consciousness. So I want to tell you a story about one person. He was a king, And this story is from many thousands, hundreds of thousands of years ago. At that time, he was not a dinosaur. He was a king. His name was Trishanku. Trishanku is one of the ancestors of Lord Ramachandra. So for some of the new persons, if remembering the name might be difficult, we'll call him Mr. T. Now, Mr. T was an extremely, extremely handsome man. So handsome that his beauty was discussed across the land. And he spent all his time in front of the mirror, just appreciating how handsome and good-looking he was. And he didn't have time to take care of the kingdom's affairs. Even if someone came to talk to him, he would be standing in front of the mirror and appreciate, I don't know, maybe. Something. He just didn't pay attention. He was just so enamored by his own beauty. Yet he was reminded by others, don't think you'll look like that forever. Things will change. And he said, I don't like to hear anything about old age. Guards, take him away. Anyone who spoke about old age, he could not tolerate. So one day he had this great idea. I'd like to go to the heavenly realms, because I hear that in the heavenly realms, people have longer lifespan. So it's described that what is 6 months of time on the earthly realm is one day in the heavenly realm. So he said, well, I have a very long life. And in that very long life, my good looks will be preserved. So I can keep looking good for millions of years. I'd like to go there. But there was one problem. Generally, you cannot go to the heavenly realms in the same body you have. By karmic activity, we get a body suitable for living on the heavenly realm. Just as if I decide I want to live in water from now on. No, I'm not deciding, but if I do, then this body, definitely this body will sink. But, you know, a body like this is not suitable. I need a body like the fish have, you know, streamlined, and I need a different respiratory system, and I should like worms, things like that, because that's how I survive, right? I need a different body. But he wanted to go in this body because it was already so good looking. Why change it? So he had a problem that he wanted to defy the laws of karma and the laws by which the whole universe is governed. Why? Because he was very attached to his body and good looks. And so he didn't have time or the interest to consider the real purpose of life. So he went to Vasishtha, the teacher or the guru for the entire kingdom, his own guru, and he gave a proposal. He said, you're a very fantastic guru, you have great mystical powers, and by your spiritual influence, you can send me to the heavenly realm in this body. Please make it happen. So Vasishtha told Trishanku, you're a fool, get out of here. He didn't like it. Because, you know, he didn't like it. He said, this particular guru, he's no good. I need a guru who will listen to me. Most people want a guru like that. Who will listen to me? Me listening to the guru? Have you ever heard something like that? No. So he went to Vasishtha's sons and he told them, Daddy hasn't agreed, but I will pay you some extra money. Chant those special mantras and send me to heavenly realm. And this was not during Kali Yuga, so thankfully they told him, get lost. I think you have a very foolish idea. In fact, they preached to him heavily, what are you doing? You cannot do things like this. This defies the laws by which the universe is governed. This is your arrogance. Just because you're good looking, that arrogance is covering your good intelligence. If not you, I'll find someone else. And he found Vishwamitra. Now, you know the saying, enemy of the enemy is the best friend. That's how we gossip, right? We have a problem with someone, we find out who they don't like and tell them something about the person. It's like that. So he went to Vishwamitra. And he told Vishwamitra, I have a proposal for you, Prabhu. And I'd like you to send me to the heavenly realm. Vishwamitra said, are you joking? He said, no, I'm very serious. Vishwamitra and Vashishta, they were not in friendly terms. So he told him, Vashishta said no. I think you may be able to do it. He said, oh, if Vashishta said no, I will take up this challenge because I want to be equal with Vashishta. Many thousands of years ago, Vishwamitra and Vashishta had a little powwow and Vishwamitra had to come back home defeated. What happened is, Vishwamitra was a king, a very powerful king. And one day he, with his retinue, was traveling through a forest and they were all tired. So they saw a little hermitage. It was Vashishta's little hermitage. So when they came, Vashishta received Vishwamitra very, very nicely, cordially, fantastic hospitality. And with nice sweet words, nice place to sit, beautiful gardens and orchards and birds tweeting. That was the real twitter, tweeting. And just very nice environment. And the king had, thousands of people following him. So Vashishta said, you're all, looks like you're hungry. Please wait, I'll make arrangements for you to have lunch. So, we do Krishna lunch, so we have to chop vegetables, get big pots, cook, and all that. Vashishta didn't have to do that. He had a cow. Her name was Sabala. He called the cow, and this cow was very special. It was mystical. Well, whatever you asked, she could give. So he said, can you please organize for lunch for all these thousands of guests? And boom! Suddenly, so much opulent food manifested. And Vishwamitra was like, wow, I want that cow. So he asked Vasishta, you're a sage. Your monthly expenses are not too high. You don't need a cow like this. I'm a king. I have high expenses. Can I get this cow? And Vashishta said, no way, Jose, no way. He said, no, I want this cow. Name your price. He said, not for sale. He said, no, name your price. So they went back and forth. And finally, Vishwamitra decided, I'm going to take this cow no matter what. And so he told his army, after having this nice lunch, take this cow. And Vashishta prayed to Sabala, please protect yourself because I'm a sage. I don't get into fighting and all that. Protect yourself. And suddenly from the cow manifested hundreds and thousands of warriors. And they fought Vishwamitra's army and completely devastated them. And Vishwamitra had to go back home defeated. So since that day, Vishwamitra and Vashishta have had a little tension. So now when Trishanku has come to ask him for a favor by which he will become an equal to Vasishta, Vishwamitra took up the challenge. And Vishwamitra knew that he had those powers. Having powers is one thing. knowing how to use them is a whole different ball game. So he didn't know what to do. So he decided, all right, we'll find the auspicious day and we will send you to the heavens just like this in your really good-looking, handsome form. He was so happy. So when the day arrived, he wore his best clothes. All the brahmanas were reciting mantras, offering oblations into the sacrificial fire. Swaha, swaha, swaha. And he was so happy. They made him stand at on a particular platform. Vishwamitra came with great prowess and said, told him, Trishanku, ascend to the heavens. And whoosh. They didn't need NASA or any shuttle, any rocket engineering. They just went away. And he was moving very fast towards the heavens. The king of heaven, Indra, he does not like competition. So he got an email that said, emergency, mayday, mayday, you have a problem here. Someone's coming up to the heavenly realm. He said, ah, no one can enter the heavens without my permission. Who is that? Oh, we are told. Trishanku updated his Facebook, going to heaven. So that's how he knew, sorry. So Indra immediately got, it's like, wow, this is not okay. And so he, with his powers, when Trishanku was almost entering the heavenly realms, with his power said, go back. So Trishanku went, came down again. And he was coming down with double the speed with which he went up. So Vishwamitra said, pack up boys, we're done. Trishanku is gone, and they looked up and was coming down again. He said, what's going on? This is not okay. My reputation will be spoiled that Vishwamitra was not successful at some... No way. Trishanku, go back. So Trishanku turned and went back up. And Indra got another update. He said, this is not okay. So he sent him back. So Trishanku was going up, up and down, because now it was not about Trishanku anymore. It was Vishwamitra and Indra battling their powers to show who's more powerful. So always remember, if you're stuck between two people, it's never about you. Especially if you're the daughter-in-law, then it's like that. That's how it happens, especially in Indian families. Especially, or if you're the husband, it's the mother and the wife. You're stuck right between a rock and a hard place, as they say. And so it was very soon not about Trishanku anymore. It was Indra and Vishwamitra, duking it out, as they say. So finally, they didn't know what to do. And with all the resistance, when an object moves through atmosphere, there is a lot of resistance, and it's called friction. So his beautiful skin was burning, Trishanku's, and he had a little scars, and like what we say, carpet burn. He was having this problem, and he was not happy. His hair was getting ruffled. He wanted to look good even when he was going up and down. So Trishanku's like, hey, this is spoiling my hair. I don't want to enter the heaven with a bad hair day. It's like, rah. So finally it was decided by Vishwamitra, Trishanku, you don't need to come down anymore. I will create a sub-heavenly system for you. You can be happy there. It's called the halfway house. It was Trishanku's halfway house. Stay there. The sub-heavenly system, and it's called Trishanku Swarga. And made him stay there and told him, I'll create a whole heavenly realm for you, that you don't need to come back to the earthly realm. You don't, if you cannot go into the heavenly area. So Trishanku signifies the amount of agony a person will undergo just to maintain something temporary. So the story was nice, we laughed, but the crux of the matter is that somewhere in all of us, there is a little Trishanku who's very interested in maintaining status quo, in maintaining that which is temporary. We assign so much value to things that are temporary. And we become enamored by these things. We become busy in not only maintaining what is temporary, we also add other temporary things and we look at how nice. And we may not have Vishwamitra to catapult us to the heavenly realm. That's actually a nice thing. But we also, like Trishanku, go up and down the universal system according to the laws of karma, from one form of life to another form of life, from one region in the universe to another region in the universe. The Bhagavad Gita or the Vedas describe that there are 8,400,000 species of life forms. Jalaja Navalakshani, 900,000 species of aquatics. Sthavara Lakshavimshati, 2,000,000 species of trees and plants and like that. And we, on the basis of our karmic activity, which decide what next life looks like, move from one form to another form, one form to another form, one realm to another realm, just like Trishanku. Maintaining very happily the temporary things, giving so much importance to temporary things. Not that they're not important, but giving importance more than, or value more than the real thing is the soul, and what the soul needs as nourishment and realization, without living a lifestyle that we have the time and the energy for cultivating our real consciousness, then like the Trishanku, we go up and down, up and down. And there is no end to it. And where there's no, because there's no end to it, and because we cannot live in any one particular place forever, this constant change is frustrating. How many people have moved from one residence to another residence in the past 12 months? We know what moving is like. Packing, cleaning, finding movers, putting things back in the next place, settling down. And by the time you settle, suppose you have to move again. Oh, collect everything. And that's the time we think, what do I need? What do I don't need? And most of the time we think that we need everything. Have you had that experience that once you move to a place and when you are ready to move out of that place, you suddenly realize how much you've collected? Unknowingly or knowingly, how much you've collected? That's the time for garage sale, right? And then we try to give away a few things, sell them, whatever, move in, collect again. So this is what the karmic lifestyle is, from one body to another body, from one body to another body, without any end. It's frustrating. For some people it might not be. But the Vedas describe that such transitory lifestyle is unhealthy. Unhealthy for the soul. So what the soul needs is Krishna consciousness or God consciousness. Then even if the changes are happening, that's okay, because there is something else, something real that is nourishing us. It's described that in the Bhagavad Gita, that for a person whose consciousness is fixed in the eternal, whose consciousness is fixed on the spiritual platform, they are not disturbed by the constant changes that happen on the material realm. Birth, old age, disease, death, job, no job, you know, relationships on, off, whatever, the number of things that change, they're not disturbed by it. And the process is not to hit the eject button and throw in the towel and say, this is not for me. This is not a process either. Krishna describes that a person who has high level of consciousness, the spiritual consciousness, they are like the lotus leaf in water. The lotus leaf in water moves as the water moves, but if you noticed, the lotus leaf never gets wet. If you have not seen it, in spring, Kishore Kishori have a nice lotus pond out there. Before you enter, make sure you see whether the leaf gets wet or not. It does not. Although the lotus leaf is in murky waters, it just does not get wet. So a person with proper spiritual consciousness, although living in this world and doing things that everyone else is doing, is not contaminated by or affected by the ups and downs, the peaks and valleys of life. Generally, people get disturbed by these things. When something very good happens, they get elated. They go to the bar and then they get stoned, and then there's the peak, right? The valley right after that. The ups, and or something bad happens, then also they go to the bars. You know, whatever, so bars, but the ups and the downs, the ups and the downs of life. People get disturbed by it. But spiritualists, they don't get affected. Because the consciousness is such that it's not affected by these things. Their absorption is in the eternal. And Krishna is inviting us through the Bhagavad Gita. Some of the newcomers have received the Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's little exposition on the temporary nature of this world, the eternality of the spiritual realm, how to practice developing our consciousness to meet that and stay there, and ultimately make life successful for us and for others. And Krishna says that one who understands this, one who understands the Bhagavad Gita properly, studies it and understands it properly, worships me with his intelligence. And he who shares this with others is my best friend. He's very, very dear to me. So we're very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for not only having absorbed and understood and realized the Bhagavad Gita, but also making it possible for all of us to access it by translating it into so many different languages and taking it upon himself as a life project to make sure that there is abundant distribution of the Bhagavad Gita around the world, so people can also benefit. So that's what, following Srila Prabhupada's instruction, these centers, the Hare Krishna temples, they are not meant, they're not a temple in the standard way that people think. Then this is not a Hindu temple per se, where people come, there is some worship ritual, you observe the ritual, and then you go away. This is not why Prabhupada constructed temples. Temples are meant to be educational centers where people come and learn the art and the science of yoga. Yoga means to connect our consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness, with Krishna. So we invite you to please study the Bhagavad Gita. If you're already studying it, delve deeper, apply it in your own lives and share. Come here and share. Share with the devotees, share with your friends. So the understanding goes deeper and deeper into the heart. And such that we all benefit with a higher refinement in our consciousness and not be bogged down by the temporary things that usually bog us down. So that's my presentation for tonight. Any comments or questions? Okay. Himanshu?
What do we do in the meantime while the consciousness, you know, arrives at the spiritual platform, and, you know, while we're still being disturbed by things in the material realm, and, you know, we don't want to be disturbed by them, but we realize we're not there at that spiritual level. So what do we do in the meantime?
In the meantime, Krishna describes abhyasa yoga yuktena chetasa nanyagamina. Abhyasa yogena, the one practices with detachment and determination. Because nobody said, anyone who promises quick spirituality, it doesn't work like that. So we have to overcome our own hurdles. And so it takes practice. And we continue to practice with determination in the association of devotees and share. These are my difficulties. This is what's pulling me back. So they can help with their experience or their insight how we can not. The next opportunity that arises where we might be regressing back, though we don't. So the message is continue practicing with determination. And determination is built or developed in the company of others who are determined. We cannot do it without that company. So staying in that association is important. And continuing and not giving up, that's determination. Ashray?
Yes, thank you so much for your wonderful class. The one thing that Srila Prabhupada is focusing on a lot in this chapter is doing our work while also chanting Hare Krishna. So is that really practically something that we can just go home and do right now? And is it, how can we get the benefit of that simple instruction? It seems like it's very easy. I'm sure that everybody here is not going to exactly go do that, but it seems like that's what he's focusing on a lot. So
are you leading me towards something?
Not to my knowledge, but
no, I'm not catching it.
No, I said the simple instruction seems to be in this chapter, do your daily activities, and like you were saying, but stay focused on the spiritual.
Okay.
And he's saying just chant Hare Krishna. It seems very simple, like a simple thing. Maybe so simple that we don't go and do it. So how do we actually get the and is that simple enough like that, or is it, you know?
Yes and no. There has to be, we begin somewhere. So we encourage, I guess, the wider audience to at least come every Sunday, sing and dance, if not dance, at least sing with us, Hare Krishna. And at home, take very simple practice back with you. Spend 10 minutes, starting with 10 minutes in a day, chant one round of Hare Krishna. Spend a few minutes reading the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and genuinely asking the right questions or studying Prabhupada's books would be a very, very good start, even if one is not chanting Hare Krishna, because one who studies Prabhupada's books will understand the importance of starting something like that in one's life. The consciousness, the spiritual consciousness, is something that we receive when we contact that consciousness. So the chanting of Hare Krishna by Krishna's names is our way of developing that consciousness. So yes, it is as simple as going home, doing our jobs or whatever work, and spending a few minutes of the day after we finish taking the call, chanting Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you very much. We move on to the next aspect of Bhakti Yoga, which is the most attractive one, is the dinner for everyone upstairs on the third floor. Thank you for joining us. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Rama. Hare Hare. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. Hare, Hare, Hare. Krishna. Krishna, Krishna. Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. chetna hare hare rama hare rama 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 hare
hare hare chetna
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare.
Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
As loudly as possible.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Nama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
The mic is low, right? The mic is low, right? The mic is low.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey!
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Ode! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare
Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Ram, Ram Rama, Hare Hare.
Raise hands. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama,
Rama
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Gaura Premananda.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna.
Bye, brother.
Hari Bol.
Oh, I love you.